What's up, everybody? Shannon Young here with Zach Price for Podzilla 1985. We are live on tape at the Man Show at the AC Braze Arena. Man, it's always a mouthful. Zach, that's always a mouthful.
Just kind of like this dick is.
Just like this dick. You guys are going to have to.
You did that on purpose.
I did. I wanted to set you up a little bit. You guys are going to have to excuse us with the background noise. Party's still going on here at the Man Show. A lot of cool stuff happening down there. It was a lot of fun, too. Zach, I know I told you this, but I want to tell the listeners. I entered in the air guitar contest and won.
You won. Not only did you win, you won a fucking guitar.
I won a brand new guitar.
Do you know what brand it is?
No, I don't. We have to go to Shovelbinds in Cape Girardeau.
Just the fact that it's going from Shovelbinds, you already know it's good.
And what's really weird is I have to go buy this guitar with Kirby Ray.
That's not weird. That's awesome.
It's a little strange that I'm going to go shopping with Kirby. I wonder if he's going to let me pick out which guitar I want.
I have a feeling they just have it on back. Like, you just have to go with him to pick it up.
Yeah, like to make sure nothing weird happens. The reason I entered the guitar contest was because, and nothing against the event, because it is a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun here today with gaming grounds, but not the biggest turnout that I expected. It's a little slower than I thought it was going to be.
And if you're not here, you missed out.
Yeah, if you're not here, you missed out. It was a lot of fun. Shame on you.
I mean, I got off work and came straight here, and it's still pretty good fun going on.
Nasty Nate was here earlier.
I know, I missed it.
You missed Nasty Nate.
Does he like that name?
I think it's caught on. I think he's dealing with it. But yeah, they were doing the guitar contest down there, and Kirby Ray was announcing it. There was like one guy ready to go. I kind of felt bad about it.
You felt bad that you won because you took that one dude who was going to win.
Oh, yeah, he was going to get the guaranteed guitar. I was up here doing the Mortal Kombat tournament with, you know, the guys. And my friend Cody, who is on ESPN Radio for, what is it, The River, I think?
I think it's ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I don't want to get it.
93.9 is The River.
Yeah, I think that's what
it is. That's 92.9 ESPN Radio.
That's what it is, 92.9, yeah. Cody, who's who works over there, and he's one of their on-air personalities, he was up here helping me out with it, and he was supposed to enter it, but he can't win because he works for him. So, you know, I felt bad. I grabbed one of the contestants that was here named Devin, and me, him, and Cody went down there, and we worked our asses off. I look like a fat, sweaty mess.
And not only did you enter it, people have it recorded. So I'm just letting you guys know that I'm putting him on blast because we are going to get a copy of this video and we are going to put on the Facebook page. And I want as many comments, views, likes, shares as we can possibly get on this thing.
The video is terrible, and I know Hunter Hendricks is gonna blackmail me with it because Hunter was recording it. In fact, the video in question, the really bad one, it's the last round. Everybody else has been eliminated. It's me and this other guy, the guy that was going to get the guaranteed guitar. And this dude is going off. He's jumping off chairs. He's jumping off the stage. He's got a little coconut bra on. He takes the coconut bra off. He's doing everything he possibly can. And I can't compete with that. He's down there dancing with women. He's grinding against all these random hot girls.
Really? Were they enjoying it?
Probably not enjoying it, but they were putting up with it. Because he wasn't a bad-looking guy. But I know I can't do that. You know,
you should have done it anyway.
Here's big, but well, no, I felt bad about it. But I see Hunter Hendricks, and he's recording me, and he's laughing. So I walk over to Hunter, and I get right in his face, right in the phone, and I start mouthing off. And then I just tackle Hunter, and I start grinding on him on the floor. Hunter's giggling. The other guy joins in. Me and this other guy are just grinding against Hunter Hendricks. Oh, my God, it was so much fun, and I feel like an ass for doing it. But I got that guitar.
You got that guitar.
I got that sweet guitar. I also want some Volbeat tickets.
Some what?
Volbeat.
What's
tickets.
That?
The band, Volbeat.
I guess I never heard of them.
Oh, it's a good band. A couple of guys out there I don't like
it. Where are they going?
They're going to... Oh, God, I forget where it was. Because as soon as I got the tickets... Actually, Devin won the tickets because he got third place. And he gave them to me because I'm a Volbeat fan. But Chris, who is a friend of ours and had just got robbed and got his car stolen and all this, he's also a Volbeat fan. His girlfriend's a Volbeat fan. So I gave him the tickets.
Oh, it's good.
It's their anniversary, so... At least that's what he told me. And he better not be fucking lying or I'll kill him. Because I like Volbeat.
I guess I have to figure out what this Volbeat is.
That's a great man. Yeah, you got to look him up. A lot of good stuff there. And a lot of good stuff at this show. Looking down here at the vendors, we have a nice view of the entire...
Except for the banners on our way.
Except for the banners. And this table ain't exactly the tallest, neither are these chairs.
And that rail is super fucking tall.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool Cardinal shit. There's like this lady down there in the corner beside us who has like this army crap.
Well, yeah.
Not crap, but she has like all this army
like surplus stuff.
Yeah, like the vest and like the AK-47. It's like it's a model, but not the real thing.
Right.
And like these cool ammo carrying gear. A lot of Cardinal stuff.
A lot of Cardinal stuff.
A lot of Hot Shots. Hot Shots.
I actually got a free lunch from Hot Shots, thanks to
Jimmy
Darla
Johns was here earlier.
From Real Rock. I didn't see Jimmy Johns.
Well, their booth is down there. They said they were here after lunch. They were giving out free stuff.
Oh, hell, I must have missed it. I must have been up here at the tournament. Yeah.
And there's some Scott City stuff. There's a guy down there selling like all kinds of like weird like LTD collectors magazine. I don't know if you've ever seen one of those. It's like that magazine with a bunch of random stuff in it. That's what he's on there selling a bunch of. Kerry Ray's going to go up on the stage, it looks like. Maybe he's getting ready to say some words. Oh, he's getting to the mic. He's on pause.
Maybe he's going to talk about us here.
Here we go. Let's hear.
So we got Kerry Ray. Ray. Let's see what we're saying.
Oh, well, I need to fucking enter this motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't think none of our people entered it, unfortunately. Which is a shame because I really want that $1,000.
Well, just let you know, you guys are going to spoil it. You're going to find out who wins already.
Yeah. And not only that, but, you know, Terrence, who comes into the Jackson store, he won the Mortal Kombat tournament.
Which I showed up at the very end. It looked bad. Like, those guys, I thought I could enter just for fun.
No,
it
these guys.
Fun. I would have been done in the first
these guys
round.
There was a little kid that entered. His dad kept asking him, like, are you sure you want to enter? Are you sure
these
you're good enough?
These people don't play.
No, and they demolished this kid in the first round. I felt so bad for him. And they took the kid out and left before the second round. He never came back for the second match. He just left because he felt so bad about it. And I feel bad about it, too. But, yeah, Terrence won the $100. Congratulations to him. He also won Def Leppard tickets, randomly.
Really?
Def Leppard and Def Leppard Styx. Fan? No. Have you met Terrence?
I know. That's what I'm trying to say. Did you ask him if you could buy it from
him? Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do with them. He said he'll probably sell them. I might be able to talk him out
I'm going to go to Styx.
Yeah, Styx is going to be there. That's going to be a great concert.
You need to talk to him. Maybe we and you can go.
Styx is the only band that I have ever been to live. Styx, Kansas, and John Waite,
I've
I think
only
his name
been
is.
To one concert, and it was here at Cape. It was the Hurt, Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, and another band. I can't remember who it was.
That sounds like a good show.
Well, it wasn't. It was a guy who sang Gasoline.
Oh, Theory of a Dead Man?
No. God damn it, they had a really popular song in like 2008. It was Hurt, then these guys, then Breaking Benjamin, 3 Days Grace, and now I'm just going to piss... Oh, Seether?
Seether, yeah.
That was who
Seether.
It was, yeah, okay. Yeah. It was a pretty good concert.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited about that. I kind of want to get those tickets, even though I'm not a Def Leppard fan. I do like Styx, you know.
I mean, plus it's a Def Leppard concert, and it's probably pretty badass.
Yeah, well, concerts in general are badass. And again, this event was pretty badass. I'm sad that not more people showed up. I mean, it was free to enter.
There was a lot of promotion for it. I don't see.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the rain hindered it.
Possibly. And I know 99.3 went out of their way to promote us on the show with, you know, Gaming Grounds and even Podzilla. They even plugged Podzilla, which was really awesome.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. If you're listening, I know Hunter's listening.
All 8 of our fans right now are fucking going nuts.
Yeah, you guys are great. Like I said, we got a nice view here up top on the balcony. Literally, this is our balcony. We have the rights to this entire balcony. We can do whatever we want up here. We're looking out over the arena.
You can do Disney Dick up here.
Well, it's just me and you, so.
I'll go for it.
Go for it. Just unzip your pants and say rock and roll.
The only problem I have with this place right now is the fact that I show up to do a podcast and you sucker me into helping you carry everything out.
Well, everybody else abandoned me, so everybody else left once
Beverly
they won
love you.
Their respective things. The thing that we had a problem with, I mean, they did a great job for Gaming Grounds. They took care of us, but you will notice the truck down there, or SUV,
is right in front of you
guys. It's right in front of our booth. So, to see Gaming Grounds, you would have to go around the entire area and come look at us.
I walked in, and I was like, I have no idea where they are.
Yeah, I put as many posters as I possibly could up there to try to, draw attention to it. And we got quite a few people that came in. We gave out some flyers, had a couple sales. So, all in all, I'd say it was a good event, and
I mean,
it was profitable.
I think your
us.
Booth is probably the best one over there.
I think our booth has been the most popular.
Well, I'm not trying to dog anybody else, but compared to what a lot of the men come here for.
Yeah, well, I mean, like...
There's the Boys and Girls of America and the American Red Cross right beside you, which there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not dogging on them.
Stuff.
I just think you guys have more of the upbeat type thing that people want to come look for.
Yeah, we have the exciting stuff. Because, I mean, as important as blood drives are, they're not going to excite as people as much as Mario Kart on Super Nintendo.
Unless they have it at Warrenburg, which I love going to Warrenburg to get blood because they give out free movie passes.
I kind of want to go to Warrenburg tonight and watch a movie, but I'm dead tired. Like I've been up since 7 a.m., I went to the store
you
early.
Come over and watch Ghostbusters 2 tonight.
Well, Lindsay's at work. I got nothing to do, so I might take him on that. Assuming I don't fall asleep when I get home.
Yeah. I mean, I'm cooking cheese wieners tonight. And
I love wieners. Cheesy wieners.
Cheesy wieners.
Cheesy wieners are the best. I also have to go check on my cat.
Which scared the fucking piss out of me, by the way. I fucking hate you.
All right, so Zach went into our apartment
No, you got to back up. I showed up after you made me go to the store and get the equipment, and I come back, and you're like, fuck, Father Peter. And then I go to your place to get the fucking shit, and I'm like, I really felt uncomfortable already doing it, because I didn't know if anybody was home. And so I walk in, and I'm like, where the fuck's the light switch? And I'm fucking stumbling, and then, like, I get to the computer station, and the fucking chair is this cat, and I'm like, oh, fuck, oh, by the way, Rhodes is giving out free sodas in 10 minutes.
I can't make it,
fuck,
man. I gotta be at this show, but you can make it.
No, I'll help you. And so, I get there and a fucking cat made me fucking jump. It's so fucking black. And it's just like,
whoa.
Well, I mean, like,
what do you have against black cats?
I don't have anything with black cats. This is that,
there was a white cat in the other room. You'd be more comfortable with him?
No, when you can't find the light and all of you see, like, the eyes pop out at you, like, fuck.
It still sounds racist.
And so I fucking rolled the chair across the room to get it away from me.
And like, you rolled my cat across the room.
Yeah.
You were so terrified of the
bugger to do shit. And then, like, okay, I'm like, okay, computer. And there's so much shit plugged into it. And I'm already like, fuck.
Yeah, it took a while.
Yeah, I was scared. I didn't know if I should, like, I was trying. I thought,
well,
I was,
I'm sure Lindsay will appreciate that you didn't mess anything up, you know?
So, like, I didn't know if I should eject the cables or just unplug them.
What, did you say eject the cables? What the fuck does that mean?
Like, when you go to the bottom right corner, like a USB, it says eject USB, and you click on it, or eject anything, you can pull it out of the USB port.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it always says, is eject on it.
Oh, I just unplug stuff.
Well, see, I was scared to do that, because I got a virus one time doing that.
Yeah.
So then I was like, he didn't tell me not to. So I unplug the shit, and the fucking power cord goes behind this computer, which has, or this desk, which has so much stuff on it.
Oh, I know, doesn't it?
And I'm like, So then I get it. And I get the computer, and I didn't know where the book bag was. You didn't know where the book bag was. So I get to the hallway, and I lock the door, and I said, fuck the mouse. So I had to go back inside the apartment to get the fucking mouse. And I'm like, fuck, and it's raining, and I have a backpack. You made me work.
Well, yeah.
I worked more right now than I did at work all day today.
You should have seen me this morning trying to pack all this shit up for the show. I mean, we got TVs here, PlayStation 4s. We got a booth down there filled with games. We stickered them. We picked them out. A lot of work went into this, which is why I'm a tad offended that not as many people showed up as I'd hoped.
I don't think you're as offended as Lonnie is.
I hope Lonnie is happy with the amount of publicity we got.
You guys
got,
I mean, Kirby Ray, and I remember the video on Real Rock 9-3's Facebook page where they were talking about it, and you got a special cameo shout-out by
Hunter. Special
shout-out
by Double H, yeah. Well, Double H hooks us up.
Yeah.
He's our guy. But we were talking to...
You guys got phone calls. Kirby Ray, and you guys got phone calls, too, at the store.
Yeah,
a lot of publicity.
And you and I were just down there talking to Kirby Ray, and, you know, thanks to him for being so kind and, you know, helping us out as much as he did. And like I said, Real Rock 99.3 has been amazing with their support for... both this show and Podzilla 1985 in general. They've done a lot for us.
They helped us out a lot. I really like that. When we first started this show, it was basically just for us to, like, spew whatever we thought, like, whatever we were thinking we wanted to get out, wrestling, you know, just, and it becomes so much bigger. Like, we have a cast of people, like.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of people there.
We have the whole fucking, we have a Broadway show of cast of actors or characters all across the, you know, all kinds of people just show up randomly, do shows. And, like, we didn't expect it to be anything big.
No, and, we, you know, we have people that are, I mean, literally begging us to be on the show.
Yeah.
That want to be on the show so bad. And, you know,
I think when you start
say what you will
about it.
I know a lot of people tell me, you know, who cares? It's a little podcast. You know, it's not a big deal. And it's true. It's not a big deal.
It's
it is
not.
A little podcast.
It's really not.
But at the same time, I take a lot of pride
in
what
I
we do.
Too.
And, I couldn't be happier with how we've gone so far. You
yeah,
know?
And I mean, it's just one of these things. Like when you had a blog before, you probably tell the story. You've had a blog, you didn't want to do it anymore, and I was like, let's do a podcast because you know I'm a huge podcast fan, Colt Cabana. You know,
were drunk when you said it, though.
No, I've been thinking about it for a while, and I mentioned it to you before, and I finally said when I was drunk, let's fucking do it.
Yeah,
and I was just happy we got it because you know it wasn't anything to be big.
No, it was just for
took
us.
Took off well.
Yeah, I honestly I didn't want it to get big because I didn't want it to have another situation like with Blogzilla 1985 where it started off as again just a random place for me to spew my thoughts and it got so popular especially after the GameStop article that, you know, was insane. It got so popular and so busy that I didn't want to do it anymore. I was like, this is a chore. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm just getting abused, you know. So I was like, fuck that. And then, it was a combination of you drunkenly telling me we should do this and, Jesse and Krista starting their own podcast. And I thought, well, shit, if they can do it, I can do it. Yeah. We can do it better than them.
But I think it also helps you out too, because it's not just you writing the blogs. Or I know you and Lindsay probably did them, but it's not just you writing them. It's a whole group. Like you can have, you have so many other people that help you do every show. Like I'm not on every show.
Yeah.
But Jesse.
There's always somebody.
Yeah. There's always somebody else.
Yeah. With Blogzilla. I had a couple of writers, and they wrote really well. You know, Phil was on there. You know Phil. Phil Brock.
Oh, yeah.
TV's Phil. Phil. Yeah. He was on there, and he wrote. Louis wrote a couple. My friend Osby, who's now doing indie wrestling, you know, and doing very successful that way. Lindsay, of course. Melissa, my friend Melissa from Shoe Carnival.
The place I got fired from.
Yeah, the place you got fired from, like an idiot. They all helped me write it. And then when I started Podzilla, sure enough, here's you and Tanner and Jordan and Asa,
Jesse
Hunter,
Nate,
Ethan.
Louie.
Yeah, so many people that like, hey, we want to help you do this, and have made it really well. Because if it was just me, you know, I do shows by myself.
Yeah.
And they're okay. I like doing them, but
it's harder.
It's much harder, and it's a lot more fun when you have people that you like to talk to. So, you know, thanks to you guys. And look at it. We started, our first show was at 99.3 at 1 in the morning.
Oh, that was a hell of a show.
It was fun. We went 2 hours talking about WrestleMania.
We expected to go an hour, maybe 45 minutes. Yeah. Like fucking 2 hours.
And after we rambled for so long, Hunter says, you know, we're at the hour and 20-minute mark. And we're like, holy shit, are you serious? But we started there. And look at us now. Here we are overlooking this entire arena with our own balcony. It's pretty amazing, you know?
I think it's funny how we sat our own balcony. And I looked down, like, all the chairs from the game. Place where all like we're supposed to have audience right now. Yeah. the guy left a soda when he walked out on us.
this is our listeners right here.
I'll take these a picture for you chairs. People that can see what I'm talking about.
Make sure you get a picture of the can in there, just how lonely it is.
Yeah, just very lonely. Oh, and I want to mention one thing that's off subject real quick. We were talking about the podcast today when Jordan pointed out that one cameraman from Raw who got beat up and he was a wrestler. I forgot that he was actually on ROH. He is our top prospect. He won the top prospect contest.
What's
on
his
ROH.
Name? Do you know his name?
Now you ask me. I can't tell you. But I was I was at work today, and I looked up, and I was like, hey, oh, yeah, he won the top prospect 2015 for ROH.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he is a very big indie wrestler, and he will one day be in NXT.
So is he in ROH?
He is on ROH.
But he's on WWE TV for that. Well, they always use
they
the
were,
local
they were
talent.
Island.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
did you say
still,
Rhode Island?
Yeah, they were in Long Island.
Long Island, okay. Yeah, yeah.
But still, that's. I just want the point that I thought about that today, and I wanted to mention that.
Looks like a lot of people are packing it up here now.
Yeah, I guess.
They told us we could leave early. We said we would stay a little bit longer because we want to, you know, help the show. And like I said, it was really fun. I want to thank Hunter and Kirby and Rachel and everyone else that made this so much fun for us. A lot of big names here in the radio industry, especially
from this
area. A lot
of local celebrities.
A lot of local celebrities. Hunter, unfortunately, had to leave before he could do the podcast with us. Same with Cody. I really wanted Cody on the show. We wanted to ask Kirby Ray.
But we're both too scared.
We're a little, yeah, Kirby Ray's still on that. And
but
Hunter's going to kill
me for
this.
Here's the thing. When they did the St. Jude telethon thing, I worked like 4 hours at one time, and me and Kirby Ray sat right next to each other and talked for like 4 hours while we did it.
Well, Kirby Ray's a cool guy.
So I don't know why I'm so nervous about asking him if he wants to be on the show, but then again, you mentioned he's been here since however long.
Yeah, he's been here before I was here, and he's been on the mic constantly, so he's probably tired. I'm really tired myself. Like,
I'm not.
That damn air guitar contest, you think it's stupid, and it is, but when you get up there and you start, like, because these other guys, these are skinny guys. These were skinny guys that were in much better shape and had better endurance than me. And this one guy, he's jumping off chairs. He's jumping off the stage. He's going to grind.
You're wearing, you're wearing a hoodie.
I'm wearing a hoodie. I did not plan on doing air guitar, so I had to really work it. I'm flipping my hair.
I still don't understand why you don't take the
hoodie off. Well, I'm comfortable now. Notice.
No, you're still listening.
Yeah, but I'm not profusely Dean Ambrose sweating at this point. But yeah, this guy was going nuts, and I thought I lost. Like, I cheered for that guy because they held the hand over your head and said, what do you guys think of this guy? And
did he cheer for you?
He did not cheer for me.
So you have more class.
I think he clapped for me, actually. I want to be fair. But, yeah, when they announced him, I thought he was going to win. I gave up halfway through my performance and started doing the Ric Flair bow because this dude was going nuts. And then they put their hand over my head, and I start cheering, or I cheer for the other guy, and they put their hand over my head, and especially from the upper deck where all the gamers were from Gaming Grounds and Krista and Hunter's wife Sarah, they just
so you
just,
brought the army with you.
I brought the Gaming Grounds army, and they just
you almost
cheered,
looked up there, didn't
man.
You? Huh? Did you almost say what I thought you said?
GameStop.
Yeah, I almost
said GameStop. Some old habits die hard, I guess. But I gotta go get that sweet guitar on Tuesday. Me and Kirby are gonna go shopping.
Oh, and. I want to make sure that we got to make sure we post this tonight. That we make sure that we put this in the Facebook post. But I'm calling Nate out, not in a mean way. I want Nate to be at the wrestling show tomorrow.
You mentioned you wanted him to come and watch the wrestling show with us.
Yeah, because I think he's funny whenever he talks about wrestling because he gets really into it. But I want him to be on the show. I want him to be on the podcast every now and then. I want him to be at the wrestling show. So Nate, if you're listening, Nasty Nate, come
nasty,
to the show.
Nasty Nate, do you want him to be on the podcast after the show?
I mean, not he doesn't have to be on it, but he can sit.
Sit and listen.
And then every now and then say a couple words.
Yeah, because, I mean, so far this looks like it's going to be a loaded podcast. We've got myself, you,
Jesse,
Jordan, Jesse, Tanner,
Asa.
We got a bunch of guys that are going to be there.
We don't have enough mics.
We don't have enough mics. We're so.
Should we go get mics tomorrow?
Remember how we were just talking about how well we've done with the podcast?
And now we need.
And now we realize we don't have enough money to buy mics.
We have four
mics.
Maybe
I can trade my guitar for a microphone.
Maybe I think if you're going to trade a guitar, you better get like three or four microphones.
Well, Jesse bought a pack of microphones for $30, so...
Why don't we just do that?
But, well, because...
We don't have a big enough table then.
And his microphone's not nearly as nice as mine. Plus, if you have more than 3-4 people talking at a time, it just sounds... I mean, you can't hear anybody, you know?
But all I want to say is, Nate, if you're... Nate, I know you're going to listen to this because we're going to call you out on the Facebook page. Come to the show tomorrow. We'll be there between 6:30 and 7. The show lasts till 10 if you have to go home. But we're doing the podcast after, so you better be there, buddy.
If he's listening to this.
Or he's going to be listening.
If he's off watching My Little Porny. No, I know she's there. I'm still going to say it.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, no, I'm crazy.
Oh, I know.
I'm out of breath. I got no oxygen going to my brain from the from the air guitar contest. I'm liable to say anything right now.
You ready to wrap it up then?
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up. I'm getting tired. We need to get back down to our booth. Chris has been down there since 30 minutes. Well, she's been here since 1:30 watching it while we did the tournament.
Since bitch 30?
Bitch 30, what?
You know what I mean.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about. So we are going to wrap it up live on tape from the Man Show. Once again, thank you to Real Rock 99.3 and Hunter and Kirby and everybody for helping us out and making it a great show and had a lot of fun. And we'll be back tomorrow night with the Elimination Chamber show. Yeah, that's tomorrow, right?
That is tomorrow.
That is tomorrow. Okay. Thank you, guys. Nate, Nasty Nate, we hope you're there. We'll see you guys on the next show. Have a great weekend.
Bye, motherfuckers.